This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Six past the hour, what's on your mind? Mr. Hennen on the road in Washington, D.C., decided he didn't want to do the show. He wanted to have fun with his listener friends that are with him. So that's what's happening there. Welcome to Friday, the 13th edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They sponsor the Be the Buffalo Hotline because the buffalo runs into the storm, not away from it. That, of course, is 855-217-76, extension 1. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, the other numbers. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum and the Be the Buffalo Hotline. More at oasispetroleum.com. With Scott out, Leon Francis and Raheem Williams in the host chair today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, and it's Friday the 13th, man. That explains a lot. I mean, a ton it explains.
I always thought it was a good day. I've never had a bad, because it's always Friday.
Have you looked outside?
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think a Monday the 13th would be a much worse phenomenon. Yeah. Everybody hates Mondays. Everybody hates the 13th. I think a Monday the 13th should really be the bad one. But
I would just, like, bogart myself in the house, just turn on my headphones and be done with it. Put it to bed, man. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm Leon Francis. Been a while, but it's like riding a bike, so I'm good here. This is good space. Studios that I remember were a little bit smaller. Well, they didn't have all the stone and the granite on the wall.
There's clearly been some prosperity around here.
Oh, yeah. There's God been some us. Economic
it's
prosperity
capitalism, my friends,
here, man.
That can pay off for you.
I'm a big fan of capitalism.
Hey, did Trump help out with that a little bit? I'm just saying, because I know my economic capital went up a significant amount, I'll say.
I mean, the entire media feeds off the man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
fair
yeah.
enough
exactly.
to say. Big business.
Yep. And look around you there. That didn't happen during the Obama administration or the Clinton administration. I mean, come on. You know.
Oh, none of this happened during Obama. I thought he was the Messiah. Anyway,
depends on who you talk to, but that stuff didn't come along until the Trump administration. So
that whole walking on water thing, that wasn't a thing he did?
Only when it's frozen, then it works.
They got water down there? Anyway,
I think that swamp stays nice and wet.
I know, man. Don't get me started on the swamp. We will be here for a solid 4 days. And a couple of hours. But I got a feeling that our guest is probably going to want to get back to Minnesota. I'm a North Dakota boy, so I don't understand it, but, you know.
Yeah, really? But, who would make that switch? What the heck?
3-2 beer? What's that all about? I don't know.
Well, that's not going to be a long time.
The swamp is frozen in Minnesota today.
Yeah, exactly. You won't get drained with the swamp because it's frozen. That's a good point.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That sultry voice you hear coming through your speakers there, that's Jason Lewis. He is a candidate for U.S. House in Minnesota, and he stopped by to say hi. I'm going to try to get him to spend about an hour with us. And I know you got other engagements
but it's a free lunch, you know.
But, you know, you cannot leave because look at all that global warming that Thunberg brought with her.
Looks like we got about 3 or 4 inches of global warming last night.
Yeah,
right?
We did. Yeah. How dare she?
It is something, though, this economic prosperity with the lowest unemployment rate, especially among minority groups, in 50 years. Historically, the lowest among African Americans, Hispanics, and women. And it all came about because, in the 115th under President Trump and under our leadership when I was serving in the House, we did tax reform and regulatory reform. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act is doing exactly what we said it would do, gentlemen. And now what does Tina Smith, my opponent in the U.S. Senate race, want to do? Repeal the tax bill.
Running
on repealing
the tax
bill.
I think that's absolutely insane.
It is.
There's this delusion amongst the left that somehow you could tax your way to prosperity, and it's an absolute myth.
It is. And what people don't understand on the left is the first rule of economics, and that is opportunity cost. For every dollar they spend, it's another dollar you're not spending. They think they can print their way out of prosperity, but then you just get asset bubbles and inflation. But look, if they borrow or tax, it doesn't matter how they do it, it comes out of your pocket. So who's better to spend your money, you or a bureaucrat in D.C.? And that's how you get economic growth, when people can invest in something like this wonderful new facility here. And in addition to being a great facility, Hennen isn't here. So this is like a perfect day.
Jason Lewis is here.
You know the guy. No, but Scott's got those are big shoes to fill, so I am not mad at that dude. I would not be in Washington right now, though, because you just get dirty.
You got that right. It's never clean.
You know it's Friday the 13th, right? You said, Leon. I mean, this travesty in the House. You know, it is amazing. I served in the House in the 115th, as I mentioned. And when we were running in the blue wave, which is really the green wave, more Tom Steyer money, more Bloomberg money, all the money that got these radicals elected, we told people last fall that this is what they would do. Forget about what we did in the 115th on tax and regulatory reform, on career and technical education reform, on juvenile justice reform, my bill that was signed into law, on VA reform so vets could go to a private clinic, on energy independence. We're now energy independent. Jimmy Carter's can't believe what's going on. We said they're going to obstruct, they're going to investigate, and they're going to impeach. And sure enough, they haven't done a damn thing, and that's what they're doing today with these ridiculous articles of impeachment.
Oh, I love the fire, man. We got to talk about criminal justice reform.
Yep.
Because that's a huge thing. But last night I was on Twitter. You know, I got my fingers going. And I saw one of your Tina's little bots on there talking about line three and things of that nature. And so I shot her a little a tweet, and I'm like, you know, she made an offhanded remark about North Dakota. And I'm like, man, we love it over here. We got clean air. We got, you know, we got the energy, ag, tech. I mean, everything over here is great.
We definitely
and
have
you
one.
Want you want Minnesota to be that exact same way.
So this week, Leon, we were touring the Line 3, Enbridge Line 3, and the interconnecting terminal is in Clearbrook. But it comes through, obviously, from Edmonton through North Dakota and then into Clearbrook. And you've got, I can't remember how many lines, over 10 lines. There's Line 67, Line 13, Line 1, 2, 3, 4. But Line 3 is the one they want to replace because it's a dilapidated 50-year-old pipe. Now, if you're really an environmentalist, you want to replace that, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But more importantly, it feeds into Minnesota Pipe, which goes to the state's largest refinery, which was in my old congressional district, which feeds all of the Lear jets for those environmentalists at MSP Airport. So it's kind of a bizarre thing to say I'm against that. But here's the kicker. In Canada, they've upgraded the line. In North Dakota, you've signed off on upgrading the line. In Wisconsin, they've upgraded the line. Only Tina Smith and Minnesota is holding this thing up. It is unconscionable given the economic prowess or the economic impetus that would provide for northern Minnesota.
All right. Can you really call them progressives if their policies are regressive?
There's nothing progressive about it.
Right.
I mean, back to the Stone Age.
Tina Smith, my opponent in this U.S. Senate race, is the accidental senator. She was appointed lieutenant governor.
That's weird, Jason. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You know, look, if you're appointed by Mark Dayton to anything, that'll be a reason not to.
And you're following Al Franken?
She was appointed as Al Franken's successor. And think about where she now is knee-deep with the resistance on not only undoing the tax bill I talked about, not only on post-birth abortion and infanticide. When the governor of Virginia said, you know, it's okay if a baby survives a botched abortion, we'll talk with the mother as to whether we should let the baby live or not. Tina Smith went on the floor of the Senate and said, well, I agree with that. To give that baby medical treatment would be inappropriate.
Wow.
Now, she's a former executive at Planned Parenthood.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Right? Oh, man. Wow. It's a good thing I didn't see that last night.
Well, undo the tax bill. Post-birth infanticide, as some people call it. Forget about logging, mining, and energy on the range. Open borders, and she wants to remove Brett Kavanaugh and impeach this president. Now, if that isn't extreme, the earth has shifted under our feet, fellas.
It kind of has. I mean, I'm looking at a screen right now that is just bizarro world, in my opinion.
Right.
But I want to touch on a couple of things that I know about you. I know that you are you're a guy that You don't believe in big government. You don't. You're not a top down federal government runs everything. Kind of expound on that. Where are you like with states' rights or federalism, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, if you know, George Washington was reputed to have said, "Government is not eloquence. It is not reason. It is force." And he's quite right if you think about it. What we grant in this organized society of ours is a monopoly on force to government. And if you don't believe me, don't pay your taxes on April 15th. You'll find out what force is. So if you're going to hand over the power of the police, they called it the police power, you need to limit them. And that's what our Constitution does. Okay, we're going to let these people arrest the bad guys so we don't live in this sort of archaic and you know, dog-eat-dog state of nature. But we don't want government to do to us what other bad people would do to us without government. So we put limits on it vis-a-vis a Constitution. And what the left is trying to do is undo the limits.
Right.
And go from a constitutional republic to mob rule. So I happen to believe across the board that you ought to limit force. And that means I don't care whether it's state prerogative on medicinal marijuana or federalism or any of that. I certainly believe it that when it comes to criminal justice reform, we ought to allow the states to experience.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to touch on that on the other side of this break. This is What's On Your Mind.
Phone number 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Weigh in. We would love to hear from you on What's On Your Mind.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it. Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. You go on to MyPillow.com, another promo code, Scott, 30% off, right there. MyPillow towels, the pillow, the sheets, and the mattress topper. The big thing everybody's talking about now is the two big new things that Mike's got going on, which is the sheets and the towels. The sheets are fantastic. You can ask Todd the Radio God Mitchell about the towels in Royal Purple. They are fantastic. Six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, made in the USA, 100% USA cotton, 60-day money-back guarantee, all available at MyPillow.com. Check out all the products. The pillow and the sheets are fantastic. Just remember that promo code, S-C-O-T-T, at MyPillow.com. What's on your mind is on, and Leon Francis and Raheem Williams are guest hosting today. Welcome, gentlemen.
Oh, man, I love that Feliz Navidad playing. Right. Makes me think of warmer climes a little
Christmas,
bit.
Christmas, yeah.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. We're in with Jason Lewis. He's trying to do great things for the folks in Minnesota. And I don't know if that's a heavy lift. Is that a heavy lift?
Well, Leon, let me just say this. I'm trying to do great things for the folks in Minnesota, the state I want to represent in the U.S. Senate. But there are 100 senators, and every single vote in that body affects everybody in the country, including folks in North Dakota. And so if you want to make certain that the last firewall of freedom, the Senate, stays in the right hands, you better be looking at every Senate race and get out there and support them. So that's a not so clever appeal to support here in North Dakota, but I'm serious about that. One vote, doesn't matter where it comes from, we've got to hold the Senate.
It's absolutely true.
And I know a lot of folks like to write Minnesota off as blue or purple or whatever, but the Trump rallies kind of show you a different side, right?
When I first heard that the president was coming back to Minnesota, I knew he would be because he really wants to be the first president since Nixon to win Minnesota. But I heard he was coming to Ilhan Omar's district in the heart of Hennepin County in downtown Minneapolis. I thought, what are those guys thinking? Well, I was there, of course, and there were 30,000 people, set a record for target attendance, outside 10,000 people, and I was glad at the rally to get the president's endorsement. So you're right. There's something going on in Minnesota. Remember, Pennsylvania could not go Republican. It did. Mm-hmm. Michigan could not go Republican. It did. Wisconsin could not go Republican. It did. Guess who's next in line? That'd be Minnesota. 44,000 votes. That's it.
You know, I think, Jason, a big part of what Leon is referencing is the literal bipolar nature of Minnesota. Because you've got the seven county metro, Hennepin, whatever, Ramsey, and then you've got the rest of the state.
Right.
And I've been almost advocating for an electoral college in the state of Minnesota, so each county. You know what I'm saying? Because the metro seems to control, and it's frustrating, and I'm in MN7. I'm up here in Minnesota 7 with Colin Peterson doing nothing.
Right.
You know, and my buddy Dave Hughes and Michelle Fishbach, that's like a coin flip. I don't know which one to go with. But but it's just amazing how bipolar Minnesota is. Yeah. How do we fix that?
Well, I think the way you fix all of the problems, including this Friday the 13th impeachment, is to beat them at the ballot box in November of 2020. That would devastate the resistance because think of what they've got. They've got what I call institutional liberalism. They've got the universities. They've got K-12. They've got the media. They've got Hollywood. They've got the nonprofit community. They've even got a number of churches. These all this narrative that these people don't report on, they create a narrative. In fact, to your point, Leon, the narrative that Minnesota is a blue state is not something that's factual necessarily. If you think of, we've had Rudy Boschwitz as senator, we've had David Dernberger, Rod Grams, Norm Coleman. We've always had a one-on-one split. It is something, however, that the media try to make a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we say it long enough, people believe it. So that's a real problem. But I will say this. Minnesota, to your point, being as Hennepin and Ramsey, those are the two major counties in the seven-county metro area, as they become darker blue, the rest of the state's becoming darker red, and it's happening throughout the country.
So I'm happy you brought up the institutional issues. That's something I preach myself a lot, and it's so refreshing to hear that from you because that's something conservatives need to wake up to, especially our universities. They give so much money, and nobody knows what they do with this money, and often they go and use it to push Marxist propaganda. And we need to be eyes wide open to these issues, and we need to start clawing back those institutions.
You know, you couldn't be more correct. When I was in the 115th, we had a bill called the Prosper Act, which would have required transparency when you go to a four-year liberal arts school that says, okay, here's what it's going to cost, Here's your student loan. Here's that magic of compound interest, your total payments. And here's your likely income from getting that anthropology degree.
Mm-hmm.
The higher ed lobby fought that tooth and nail.
Clearly.
Because they know they got a pretty good deal going. When you've got the taxpayer and $1.5 trillion in student loans, keep throwing money at them. The single fastest expense in America is not health care, it's not oil, it's not groceries, it's tuition and textbooks.
All right.
And we keep subsidizing it. And then they add insult to injury to your point. Then they adopt anti-First Amendment safe zones. There really ought to be.
You can't make it up.
There really ought to be. Seriously, there ought to be some. You know, there's an old adage, that which the government subsidizes, it may regulate. We ought to tell the university community, if you start to rescind the First Amendment, you're not getting a federal dollar.
Amen.
I'm on board with that. CTE.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you come up to North Dakota, and I remember years ago, Scott and I went out to Tioga and the Williston Basin and did a couple of shows because it was the closest thing to a gold rush I'd ever seen in my life. And that's what could happen, by the way, in northern Minnesota with copper nickel, with Line 3. We went up there, and every employer to a person was saying, I don't need those anthropology majors. I need a pipe fitter. I need a millwright. I need a plumber and electrician. You know the old story about the lawyer that hires the plumber, got a problem with the sink, he comes out and the plumber fixes it. 20 minutes later, the plumber says, that'll be $500. And the lawyer says, $500? That's more than I charge as a lawyer. And the plumber says, that was more than I charged when I was a lawyer, too. and that's what we need. So we had a bill that we did get through the 115th that I served on the Education and Workforce Committee, and it was called a career and technical bill, basically a reauthorization of the Perkins bill. But I had a dual enrollment amendment that thankfully passed that allowed kids in high school not to take classes that would count for college credits just in 4-year liberal arts schools, but in technical schools.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, I don't know why we've got this cultural bias to tell young men and women, you've got to get a 4-year liberal arts degree. And if you want to do that, fine. I like to say my freshman year in college was the best 3 years of my life. But there are jobs out there for those career technical that you can get a job after a year of school or 2 years max, and you can go out and earn $70,000-$80,000 a year with a health care plan and start saving money. Absolutely. So,
or you can get a gender studies degree and,
basket,
you know,
weaving.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
At least baskets are useful.
It's really student malpractice. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Some of these pseudo-academic departments in terms of, like, gender studies, they get zero citations.
Right.
But for some odd reason, taxpayers are footing a bill for hundreds of thousands in terms of payroll, if not millions. It's an absolute scam. It happens at NDSU. It happens at UND. It happens at University of Minnesota. So
yes.
it's absolutely insane.
You are correct.
We got William in Minot, and I think he's going to give us a little insight on Minnesota politics. What's going on, William?
Well, no, I just listening to the candidate running for the Senate in Minnesota, you know, one of the things that I think that we should tie to these Democrats because...
Hey, William, I want you to finish that point, but I misread the clock. It's been a while.
Hold on.
We'll get to you right after the break. This is What's on Your Mind. And, Todd, what are those numbers again?
I can do them. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on Your Mind Radio? Studio, what's on your mind radio?
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected today to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Last night, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said even if the House does impeach him, the Senate trial's outcome will not come as a surprise.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
McConnell speaking there on Fox News, the Kentucky Republican will reportedly call for a vote to acquit President Trump since a majority of senators do believe the impeachment trial has run its course. The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go.
Oh, it's listening.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional cropland, pasture and hunting land in Rolet County, North Dakota, 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota. An exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. And if you want info on these or any other auctions, just give them a call. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Review all auction items at Pifers, that's P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind, Leon Francis, Raheem Williams, sitting in for Scott Hennin today.
Oh, man. So who picks the bumper music?
Well, Daniel does. I do.
Let it snow, really?
Oh, yeah, man. It's
that kind of day.
2 miles where we live.
Hey, I got an
open
idea.
Open the window,
for a,
man.
For a bumper for my opponent.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'd be back in the USSR.
Oh, man.
Ouch. Love it.
We're going to talk more with Justin Lewis about criminal justice reform. Big thing. I mean, this is, and this is Jason Lewis. Sorry. I'm reading and looking at the TV and trying to keep all this straight.
It's been a while. You're good.
You're doing great.
Like going on a bike, I guess. If you fall off and scrape your knee once in a while. But we're going to get back to William so we can finish his comment, and then we're going to talk about criminal justice reform. We're going to talk about trade. I'm going to pick his brain. So when
that
he's
shouldn't
done,
take long.
When he's done, you're going to know everything you want to know and need to know about him. So going back to William out in Minot. What's on your mind, William?
Well, one thing I'd like to say about these Democrats who I like to think that they are very compassionate, they don't have a compassionate bone in their body. And I'll tell you what, their policies, if you look overall, the policies that they promote actually kill people. And what I'm going to talk about here now is the Democrats are really in partnership right now with the drug cartels in Mexico. But 68,000 people, mainly young, die of drug overdoses. 90% of the fentanyl and heroin comes up through the southern border. Have you ever heard the Democrats talk about that? No, they want the borders open. They want those drugs to keep flowing into the United States and keep killing our young people. And how about the thousands of Americans that were murdered last year by illegal aliens? Have you ever heard the Democrats talk about them?
No,
they actually make fun of the angel moms. or the thousands of Americans who are killed by illegal alien drunk drivers. You never hear him talk about them. But if a person gets pneumonia and dies in the custody of the Border Patrol, they're right away, the Border Patrol are Nazis, they're running concentration camps, ICE has to be destroyed. No, they're promoting the drugs to come to this country and killing people.
Don't get me started on that.
It's not just drugs they're promoting.
The people in this country, the Americans, are just collateral damage to the Democrats. That's just part of business. You know, those people are going to have to die because we want open borders. And we need to pin that right on them and make them responsible.
But let me tell you something, William. Pathetic. Let me tell you how bad it is. Again, in the 115th, when I was in the House of Representatives, we had offered the Democrats and Pelosi a bill that would have fixed the Dreamers, kids who were brought here under the age of 18, brought here when they're 5, no fault of their own, grew up, and now, you know, technically they're here illegally. Are they going to deport them? We said, no, we'll give them undocumented status. We will fix the Flores consent decree, which mandated after 20 days a separation of families at the border. Yes. On one condition, Ms. Pelosi, one condition, you give us $5 billion for the wall. She said, no way. I want those two other two items. I'm not giving you a penny for the wall. Those were called the Good Lot 1 and Good Lot 2 bills. I supported both of them. That is called real compromise, real reform. The Democrats wanted nothing of that because it would have actually stopped illegal immigration at the border by building a wall. So that's how intransigent they are.
Why do they want to leave the border open, Jason?
My question exactly.
Two reasons. There's a confluence of quite frankly, political interests here. One, the Democrats are looking for more voters. As they are basically kicking the old blue-collar Scoop Jackson, JFK Union Democrat out, they need new voters, and they're doing that with, quite frankly, some shenanigans at the border and getting new people in here who get addicted to public assistance and then vote Democrat. Two, though, to be perfectly honest here, you've got the large companies and some of the chamber crowd that loves cheap labor, mm-hmm. which drives mm-hmm. down the labor costs of everybody else here. So those, they're very powerful interests that do not want to get a handle on the border. And to Donald Trump's eternal credit, he has finally been a politician, unlike Obama, unlike, quite frankly, previous Republicans that are doing something about the border.
It's absolutely amazing the things that are going down at our border, and even more so how they manufacture these crises.
Right.
Because what people don't understand is during the last federal government shutdown, Democrats actually negotiated for smaller bed counts in terms of these facilities. Yeah. And then when the rush came, which Border Patrol warned them of, they were overcrowded. And Democrats took the media down there with their cameras and said, hey, look at what these Nazis are doing, which is absolutely insane. These things happened before Trump. Hopefully they won't happen after. But it's absolutely
consent
insane.
Decree happened during the Clinton administration.
Right.
Right after Bill Clinton went to the State of the Union address and said, we all care about illegal immigration. You're going to do something about it. The Democrats have gone off the proverbial deep end.
That's a pretty good Clinton, Jason.
they've gone off the deep end. And that's why I'm so glad to have Kevin Cramer's support. You know, he was one of the first sitting members of the United States Senate to endorse my candidacy, and Kevin has been great, and he needs reinforcements.
Why. I can see
Oh, man, we got a full board here, and they're all waiting to talk to you. So, all right, let's go to Jason. No, let's go to Michael. Jason is sitting here. It's been a while. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason. Merry Christmas from Saskatoon.
All right. Same to you, my friend.
Do you think that Trump will go down in history as the most consequential U.S. president? Because I definitely think he's the smartest, the most wily. Your thoughts?
Well, he could be the most transformative, certainly in our generation, but maybe in a century or so. It's hard to discount Jefferson and Lincoln and all the rest, but certainly the most transformative from a look. There's a political realignment happening right now, and it's not the old traditional private equity conservatism that was a hallmark of Republican, the country club Republican crowd.
Right.
It is a new blue collar. The salient feature of the Trump presidency has been he's brought the working man and woman back to the Republican Party.
Forgotten men and women.
Yeah, right. As Amity Hill says, and so he says, I'm going to do something about immigration, and he actually tries to do it. He actually does it. He actually talks about doing all of these things on tax and regulatory reform, which we got done, on health care reform, which if it weren't for John McCain's, quite frankly, betrayal, we would have got that done. Trump is doing these things, which is why the left despises him so much and realize he has to go.
Imagine that.
I haven't mentioned the judgeships. Oh, 150 lower court judges. We will transform constitutional jurisprudence under a second Trump term, and I'm going to help him in the Senate.
And when you finish a job, well, there's nothing else to do. So they've got, it's like the hamster wheel. They got to look busy. Got to look always something generating the bureaucracy to self-sustain itself.
That's right. And the federal government keeps getting bigger, and your freedoms keep getting smaller.
And nothing keeps getting done.
Nothing gets done. And imagine that. A politician that says, hey, this is what I'm going to do for you, and then he does it. What?
You know what, Leon, honestly, what shone a spotlight on that was this Fisher border wall, this Tommy Fisher deal. Better, faster, stronger, cheaper, and it took Kramer forever just to get anybody to look at it.
Right.
Army Corps won't have anything to do with it.
Don't get me going on the Army Corps.
There we go.
Waters of the U.S. rule, anybody?
Yeah, exactly.
But think about the endless wars. So Trump campaigns, and this was a sort of a non-Republican position, right? When I voted in the 115th against reauthorizing the FISA court completely. Mm-hmm. And I got in an argument with a noted Republican on the floor over there. But I'm not going to authorize a secret court because I know what they did against Trump and they'll do it against you. I'm a civil libertarian, right?
Yeah.
But he talked about ending endless wars. Oh, that was just very controversial. We can't do that. I mean, Bush and Obama had all this policy. We can't do that. And then we get this report here 2 weeks ago that, well, the government's been lying to us about Afghanistan for 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
Trump was right.
Yeah. So, now that you mention endless wars, I found this very, very interesting. There was a poll, I believe it was an NBC poll, something of that nature, and it showed that 50% of Americans think that things in Syria got worse under Trump, which is mind-blowing. Like it spoke to the raw power of fake news.
No, that's exactly right.
Because it's such a lie. Like, you can look at maps, see they have completely collapsed under the Trump administration. He came in on day one and took the handcuffs off. He was like, kill him.
Yeah.
Well, do what you got to do, kill them. And I supported that 100%, and it shows.
The Syrian policy was put in place by the previous administration. He was going to take the 10,000 refugees, which we did take a number of them, but they're the ones that went to war with the regime there and wanted regime change. Look, we cannot become an empire and start picking and choosing countries we're going to overthrow. That's what Eisenhower warned us about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Trump says, yeah, I agree with that. And all of a sudden, he's being validated at every turn.
Oh, yeah. Cody and Bismarck's been waiting for a while, so we're going to get him on. What's on your mind, Cody?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I saw this on Facebook going around for a while now, and they have this movement to rename Custer Park and Bismarck here. I just wanted your guys' opinion of that. I've worked with you guys before, Second Amendment rally and all that kind of stuff. But it's the same kind of people that were behind the No Dapple movement. A lot of them are. And I have no idea why or if this is needed at this time, and I just want your guys' opinion on it because it's a smaller park in Bismarck. It's off of South Washington Street. It's not a very big park, and they're making this big movement to want to get it changed. And I have, they're using quotes like Custer was court-martialed twice, and even though lack of understanding of history, they don't understand even why he was court-martialed. They're saying that in general, but I just want your guys' opinion.
Well, right off the bat, when we start changing history, and I'm a Southern boy, and I'm proud of my Southern heritage. Not all of it. I mean, some of it was pretty bad. But I am proud of my Southern heritage. I do not agree with pulling down statues and changing names and all of that. And I know that there are a lot of folks out there that agree with that. I mean, our former secretary, what was her name under Trump?
Shalala? Or no, which one?
She just
which did, secretary?
Secretary of State. No, our ambassador.
Haley? Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley. Yeah. I love Nikki Haley. Love her. Her story is phenomenal. But, we disagreed on a couple of things when it came to, tearing down some of the monuments. But, we're running out of time. Jason, I did not get to pick your brain, man. You got to come back in here.
We'll do it. We will definitely do that. It's Lewis 4MN.
Yeah. You're going to do great things, and we're going to watch. and we're going to celebrate when that happens.
So. I'm going to come back, especially when you guys are filling in.
Good deal.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota, 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota, and an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Christmas twist again. This is great.
I came to see that.
Deal with that visual, right? What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The year-end sell down is going on because there are still a handful of 2019s that are waiting for your driveway. All-wheel drive, heated seats, heated steering wheel, and remote start on the app. No more pointing a key fob out a window. Get your Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And he had a little frame loss going on. But what Todd was telling you there, not a lot of frame loss. Are we going to have both sides? Both sides, Daniel? Oh, okay. Oh, that's weird.
I was going to say, he's sounding like Megatron there. take your vitamins, you guys. You're sounding like Megatron here. Now we know it's going to be under the tree. It's going to be a Transformer thing.
Oh, man.
We're transforming the show today on What's in Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or you can text into 701-226-8503. Texture says, awesome show today. More than one of those. Leon Francis is obviously welcome anytime.
Oh, nice. Normally, I'm getting thrown out of place.
Voice here, not sound like Megatron, that's all.
Hey, man. I think we lost Cody. Can you hear me now? How about if I say, how? Todd? Okay, good deal. So Raheem had a, like off air, we were talking about the whole park thing, and Raheem had a point, and we're going to get to that, but we're going to talk to Nate.
How dare you?
I love that. So we got, come on, man. I got to get through this sheet. So
yeah,
we got Nate Pangway on, and we're going to talk a little NDSU football.
You bet. It's Nate's Notes, brought to you by our friends at Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank sponsoring Nate's Notes. And Mr. T, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, man, life is good. It's paradise out here.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, so what can we look forward to this weekend with the Bison?
Man, you know what? If everything goes right, I'm thinking a good 30-point win, something like that. And Robinson, you know, the stud for Illinois State, their running back, if we can hold them to under 100 yards, it's great. We win the game. But if we hold them to under 50, man, that is a great, great defensive game.
Hey, Raheem, get my bookie on the phone. Anyway, how's that board Trey going to fare? What are you looking for out of him?
Oh, with Trey Lance, I mean, man, he's
a phenomenal kid.
All he's got to do is stay consistent. I mean, no quarterback in the country has stayed this consistent ever. I mean, zero picks. So if he does that, I mean, it is a it's a special, special year. And after winning the Jerry Rice Award, I mean, the sky's the limit for this kid.
I'm not going to lie, my chest set out just a little bit more when I was walking around. This kid is phenomenal. And, you know, I am a Wentz fan. I'm an Eastern Stick fan. But this kid's got something. I mean, what do they call it in the South? He's moxie, gumption.
Yeah.
Yep. He
used that in the
swagger.
North, too, by the way.
What's that?
He used that,
in the North, too.
But,
yeah. Oh, okay, well. Anyway, but you know what?
We get you, though. We know where you're going, Leo.
Yeah. You catch my drift. So, you think we're going to fill up the stadium this weekend?
That's an issue, isn't it?
I don't. I think it's going to be, you know, 2,000 seats down again. We'll see, though. It's tough. You know, for next week, for sure. Once we get through Illinois State, all of a sudden we play Montana State. That's an awesome game to go see. But, you know, how do you get excited as a fan when we already beat these guys 37-3, you know, at the end of the year? So.
Nate, you sound like you're pretty excited. You're pretty confident that Montana State's going to get by Austin Peay. Is that where your head's at with that game?
Yeah, I am. I mean, Montana State's linebacker is a freak athlete, and I love watching him. So I'd love to see him in the dome again because that's a guy that could get like 15 tackles against NDSU. So Montana State's a good squad.
On the other side of the bracket, Weber State and Montana. Who do you like in that one?
I think Weber State's going to pull it off.
Okay. And then UNI and James Madison.
I think it'll be close, but I think James Madison takes it. I mean, I would love to see UNI win and then lose in the semifinals. That would be awesome just because, you know, I hate UNI.
Yep.
But we'll see what happens there. I mean, that'll be a tough one.
I think it's James Madison and the Bison again in Frisco, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That would be the best thing for Frisco because James Madison's going to travel the best. So that way they make way more money and it would be a lot more fun for the fans.
Okay, I got my picks down now. I'm going to make a phone call quick. anyway, man, we love having you on. This morning, you were talking to, I think it was Steve, the Dapper MC. And you were talking about like how Wentz and Eastern Stick and Trey all kind of stacked up. I thought that was spot on, man. And it's a compliment. This program here is phenomenal. I'm going to go see them this weekend. But, you know, thanks for coming on. And
awesome. If you've ever wanted to go, these are the games to go to.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, they are.
Nate Tangway, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Nate's Notes brought to you by our friends at Gate City Bank. See them for all your banking needs. This is What's on Your Mind. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota, seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.